Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I was thinking about the episode we just watched for the last episode, and they're doing, firstly, they go to the gym every day, the band, Bardo.
Well, allegedly, according to them, they do, yes.
Yeah, allegedly, they're at the gym every day. And then they're doing dance classes for hours afterwards with Anna Kyprios, who she was in their auditions initially, and now she seems to be the one who's sort of getting the match fit, you know.
Yeah.
and it must just be the most exhausting thing in the world.
I think so.
I mean, have you ever done that much exercise?
I probably haven't done that much episode, no.
Exercise?
Well, not like that much intense exercise at once, no. Yeah. I mean, I've exercised every day for periods of time, yes, and I've danced in shows and stuff. So I have done some strenuous activity in my life, but I haven't certainly done, you know, gym in the morning, dance rehearsals, you know. That's a totally next level kind of crazy.
Yeah. It reminded me, I think you mentioned in an earlier episode, I used to work at the Royal Opera House, and every morning the ballerinas or the ballet company would be in there just doing, you know, hours and hours of stretching, and then, you know, they do all their little routines and stuff just to get warmed up before they start rehearsing the actual shows.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in the evening, the opera singers come out and they're singing, but never is someone doing the ballet and then the opera in the same day like they were having to do.
It's pretty incredible, really. I mean, you know, if you think, I mean, even you think about ballet dancers, you know, I mean, their body is such a finely tuned instrument. You know, they've worked for so long to get to where they've gotten to in, you know, let's say the Royal Opera House or wherever.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the same thing with Bardo and pop stars. It's a marathon, isn't it? You know, nobody's an overnight success. That's just the reality of it. Very few people are. I think it's interesting to see how hardcore they work out. I mean, I think, God, some days I get up to go to the gym and I think to myself, oh, does it really matter? Like, what's it all for? I mean, we're all just atoms, you know, like
all just one.
We're all just atoms. Yeah.
You said atoms. I was like, turning into religion something? No.
No. Like, we're all just atoms. You know, I think like I'm walking to the gym and I'm just to my PT or whatever. I'm like, we're all just atoms. You know, like when I pick up a weight, it's the same as me. Like, I'm the same as the weight. Like, we are all the one. You know, why are you so hard to pick up? And then I'm like, I don't really know that I can do this anymore.
And this kind of thought is happening early in the morning.
At like 6 a.m. or 5:30. Right.
Oh, geez. I think you need to get better coffee routine rather than better gym routine.
No, I actually love it. I actually truly, truly love it. Initially, it was really hard. And I actually do like exercising in the mornings. I like a 5:30, 6, 6:30 sort of thing. And I hate working out with people. I can't even tell you how hideous I find group exercise. I can't abide it. I just think it is why anybody would subject themselves to that. I can't for the life of me imagine. I do like one-on-one, you know, exercise or by myself if I have to be by myself in the morning.
Yeah.
You can arrive and leave under the cover of darkness or at least dawn at the very, very least.
And, you know, if life has taught us one thing, it's that if you lift enough weights in your whole career, you get to be the governor of California after a while, don't you?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So I mean, how long until that happens for you?
I think we're a long way off, babe. But okay. I have to say. But no, I think I think it's the thing. Like, I decided probably when I was about 30 probably that I'd exercise. I thought, you know, I'm probably going to have to try because, you know, people say to you, oh, I'll get so much harder to exercise after you turn 30. It really fucking does. I really didn't do much exercising except for if I was in a show or whatever, or, you know, a bit of a jog here and there maybe if I was feeling sort of particularly interested in my 20s. But in my 30s, I was like, nah. And I started exercising at 30 and I really wanted to get a revenge body. That was truly the impetus. I was
Hang on, what is a revenge body?
Well, it's a, you know.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Have some hideous kind of breakup, or you have some sort of awful personal thing happen. So you enter a gym, depressed, sad, hunched over, a slightly chubbier, rounder, more cozy version of yourself than you would otherwise like. And then several months later, after sweating it out and swearing in your mind, or sometimes even verbally about the person who wronged you, you emerge like a fabulous, slim, toned, trim, taut, terrific butterfly emerging from a chrysalis.
It's a lot of work for one photo on Instagram to make someone jealous.
Depends on how good the photo is. and you know what? It was actually really rewarding. And I tell you what, it was a great fucking revenge body because people, you know, then you get this person to be like, oh, gee, you're looking really good when they sort of bump into you and see you or whatever. You're like, oh, you look really great. I'm like, yeah, I fucking do. Thank you. I do look great. And you know what? It actually worked. So
is this the time where you were eating a lot of carrots?
No. Well, I was eating a lot of carrots, but that wasn't that time. That was another time. But okay. I did eat a lot of carrots. And you know, you watch what you eat and surprisingly, weirdly enough, when you take care of yourself, you feel better. I had no idea. And sometimes now when I falter, I think, no, I just got to get back to that. I feel better when I take care of myself. And I'm not a fitness I'm really not a fitness person, like in terms of I'm not going to sit here and tell people to exercise and, you know, you do you and you live your life and whatever. But I can tell you that definitely I was a naysayer and somebody who really hated it. And there are days where I still really hate it. You know, I don't ever bound out of bed and go, fuck yeah, can't wait to get to the gym. Yeah. You know, and I hate gym culture. I think mirrors in gyms should be banned. You know, people are like, oh, it's so that you can watch your technique. Fuck off. You're just some loser from the eastern suburbs. Why do you need to watch your technique? You're a fucking hack. You know, you don't need to watch your technique. You're just a guy with a really small dick and an overinflated sense of self. So you don't need a mirror. Get a fucking life. You know, do your exercise and fuck off home. Yeah. You know, I can't stand people standing about with, you know, sweaty towels over their arms, chatting with their hands on their hips to like the fucking salespeople in a gym. It's like, fuck off, you loser. Yeah,
it should be like completely anonymous. You should be able to sneak in, keep your headphones in.
You should be able to go in like a caped crusader, like, you know, with a hood or something, you know, under the cover of darkness, in a hooded outfit, you know, like Whitney Houston in The Bodyguard. Throw off this hooded cape, do your exercise really quickly, throw back on the hood, and then be carried out by Kevin Costner at the end of your workout. That's really what should happen in the gym. Yeah. And I can't stand gym culture and bro culture. Bro culture in general fucks me off. I hate it.
That's the worst part about the gym. It's the worst. Those guys who stand around chatting to each other and smelling of.
And they all say things like, they all call you bro. I remember I worked in a gym for a few months, and one of the guys that worked there actually asked me to trying to be a bodybuilder, and he actually, one day I was at my little desk and he said, "Oh, Alexander," and I turned around and he had pulled the back of his pants down and half his ass was hanging out. Yeah. And he had a little syringe and he said, "Stick me with this." And I was like, "Sorry?" You can imagine me, right? I was like, "Sorry?" And he's like, jab this into my ass. And I'm like, no. No, like, what is this? He's like, "Yeah, it's fine, it's fine. It helps me." And I'm like, are they steroids? Like, no, I'm not stabbing you in the butt with, like, an injection in the office. This is weird. Pull your pants up. But it was so fucking strange. He was really nice but a complete dumbass. I mean, he had about 3 brain cells to rub together to hold a conversation. Yeah. But that's kind of memory of those bro culture kind of people. And, you know, like all the little short men that call themselves power packs. I'm a power pack. Little short men that get muscly.
Why are you engaging with these people in the gym?
Because I don't engage them with them in the gym, babe. I engage with them in other places. Wink, nudge, nudge. And then they tell me about their dumb, boring stuff in the gym, so I never fucking see them again.
Right.
But they're like, "Oh, I'm a power pack." And I'll be like, "I don't really care. Power Shut pack. Up.
Like, what do you do with that information? Oh, how many volts? Yeah.
Yeah. You're not here for your conversation. Shut up.
Oh, well. I'm glad we have these little episodes. So, just to give you a chance to vent.
I love that every one of these, you get much more than you bargained for. There's always some fucked up weird story that comes out.
I was not expecting any trousers down on today's episode. So, yeah.
To be honest, I wasn't either. And now I'm thinking to myself, oh, well, I've said that now publicly. So, whatever it is. I didn't do it. So, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm sure if he ever listens, I don't even know if he would. If he ever listens, well, he knows it was about him.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, he might even be proud and he's not identifiable. So, you know, it's happening.
You know what? And this guy too, he was one of those guys with a really thick neck and he was clearly a bit of a chunky guy to begin with. So, he hadn't really lost weight or, you know, shredded, as they say, before he started this bodybuilding thing. So, he was kind of like building muscle under fat. And I remember at the time kind of thinking, you know, not knowing anything about health, I remember at the time thinking, you know, maybe you should do some different stuff. Like you should maybe do different stuff before just injecting yourself in the butt with whatever this happens to be. Yeah. I don't know. It was very, very strange. The whole thing's very strange.
Lose the weight and then do the steroids afterwards.
Yeah, I think that might be a better way to go.
If that's our health tip for today.
Yeah, don't do steroids, kids. That's right. People coming to this podcast did not expect to get health advice. Well, you're getting it, okay?
Yeah.
Don't do steroids. I'm guessing they're bad for you. I don't have a medical degree, but I'm pretty sure they're not good for you.
I don't think we can get any better than that, so.
So either. I think we're done.
We've squeezed the juice out of today's topics. So.
We're tapped out, bro.
Yeah. Good one, bro.
Good one, Broseph.
We've got all those things we plug at the end of an episode, so.
We do, which
follow
are.
Follow thing and click on the thing.
That's right. Follow us on Instagram at Fruity Alexia Podcast and click the link in this bio or this blurb and go and donate and give us some money. Why? Yeah. Because the more money you give us, the more steroids we'll be able to buy.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know where to get them.
Me neither, but I'm sure there are people listening who could let us know if we wanted them.
Yeah, DM us.
No, don't DM us. Okay. You are talking to the wrong people. We're the last people on earth who want steroids.
I know.
Okay. All right, well, I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.